ताप प्रणाशिने आनंद ब्रह्ममूर्तये ध्यान भक्ति प्रदायिने मातस्तुभ्यं नमो नमः। श्रीमानंदमयी मां की जय। It will be better that you should ask some questions and I will try my little best to answer them.
When did you first come to know, in what year?
I met Ma for the first time in 1960 at Pune. In 1958, myself and my friend Tawal, we read the autobiography by Paramahansa Yogananda, and then after we were finding the saints, sadhus, yogis mentioned in that autobiography, how many of them are alive? They were very eager to meet these saints and yogis. So we find that only Anandamayi Mataji and Karpatriji were alive in India. Outside there were so many other saints. So we are trying level best how we met Karpatriji. In Banaras we met Karpatriji, but it is astonishing that we were not came across with Mataji. In 59 we met Karpatriji in Banaras. So in 1960 I was studying Shankar Bhashya in Pune from Jog Shastriji. Or there, one of the editors of Prabhat, it is a Marathi newspaper. So suddenly came and told Jog Shastriji that a very great personality, yogini, has come in Pune. Immediately I felt that she must be Anandamayi Mataji. I asked him, what is her name? I'm not knowing the name, forgotten. But if you want, I will inquire and everything I will be able to tell you. So I asked whether she is Anandamayi Mataji. Yes, she is Anandamayi Mataji. So naturally I was delighted. Then one of my relative inquired everything. What is the time of satsang? When can we meet her? Where is the address of this Nanda contractor? And came and told that at 5 you can meet her in satsang pendol. So we, along with other, at about 4:45, went to Nandaji's house. While going, I was just thinking that how can I convey this message to Dattawal. For 2 years we were trying hard to know about Mataji. And to my surprise, when I came down from rickshaw, at the gate only, I saw Dattawa. I was standing there. And he was also thinking, okay, how should you contact me? We ask question to each other, how you are here? Then we came inside Lord suddenly saw Mataji coming out of her cottage to Pendal. So we go there. That was our first darshan of Ma. Before that, one of Maharashtrian saint named Swami Vilinatma, somehow he was loving me very much. I was just a boy of 12 years. From that onwards, always he was taking myself with him, and he was moving all over India. So I was also happy, because everywhere there was such some great sadhus. I was staying with him in very vicinity, you can say. But when I see Mataji first time, then after, I have never gone with him anywhere. Whenever I find some time, I used to rush wherever Mataji may. So that was my first meeting with Mataji.
And when did you first meet her, to talk to her personally?
Personal talk in Nandaji's house. But for few minutes only. It was not arranged as a private meeting. Just while in satsang, while going to her, I expressed just my feeling, and she only laughed. So for nearly 1 month, Mataji was in Nandaji's house. So I was daily going at satsang. Then after, for the first time, 1961, in Pune ashram. So, ashram was also founded in 1961. In 1962, there was no ashram in Pune. So there was some function arranged, and as a volunteer, I was working there. Slowly, I came in contact with Mataji. Whenever I was able to find some time, I was rushing inside the room and was having some talk, some discussions, some guidance. That also, or whenever some VIP or any other person was coming with appointment to see Mataji, I was taking that opportunity also. I was rushing with them. As if some among them, some person also. Once it happened, Jog Shastriji, which I mentioned, he was a great philosopher, Shankar Bhashya, Shankar Tattvajnan. The almost greatest authority, Shankaracharya, in Maharashtra. He was very much impressed by Mataji. So that incident is also very interesting. At that time, in Pune Ashram, a very small pandal was erected. People also coming in very short numbers, nearly 30, 40, maximum 50. A short pandal was erected. Mataji was sitting. At that time, there was no chair, no chauki. Only asan. Ma was sitting on that asan. The people were sitting like this. Ladies one side, gents one side. For about 1 hour, Mataji used to stay there. But that day, though the time was over, Mataji not gone in her cottage. She used to stay there only. After 10 or 15 minutes, Jogshastriji along with his missus, they came. For the first time they were seeing Mataji. So they bowed Mataji, sat there. Mataji also looking towards them. Very loving vision was there. Suddenly she asked, "Who is your guru?" Jogshastriji replied, "If I will tell you, you will know." So all the peoples will find no greatness in this incidents. It is very simple incidents. You ask me, I replied, but instead, if you tell my guru's name, all will be very delighted. Instead of myself telling, you should tell who is my guru. So, Ma suddenly said, "Ye baat, Shankaracharya tumhare guru hai. Your guru is Shankaracharya." He was so much surprised. He said, "This thing I have never told to anybody. Somehow," he was writing a book named Prasthanatraya Bhashyacha Upasamhar, in a conclusion of all Shankar Bhashyas. So that required Brudharanyak Upanishad and its Shankar Bhashya. He was under impression. But a sort of orthodox impression, unless and until I not study a particular bhashya in Shankar Parampara, that should not be conveyed to anybody else. So from whom Bapat Shastri was name of his guru, Shankar Bhashya Guru. So he taught him all the Shankaracharya's Bhashyas, all Upanishad Bhashyas except Brudharanyak, Brahma Sutra Bhashya, Gita Bhashya, and all other Prakran Grantha. But Brudharanyak was not taught. Before that he expired. So while writing Upasamhar, the conclusion of all this, he stopped there. How I can write this? though he was knowing everything. He has studied that, everything, he has taken notes also for writing. But he stopped. Unless and until I will get lessons from my guru, I will not write this. So on that very day, at night, Shankaracharya came, asked him, what do you want?
Adi Shankaracharya.
He didn't enter the house, sat outside the house, take lessons from him, and he began to teach Brahadaranyaka Upanishad. What explanation he was giving in the morning, he was writing, and nearly 8 to 9 days. He was taught lessons from Adi Shankaracharya, Brahadaranyaka also, or then after some sadhana also. So this thing he has never told anybody. But Ma suddenly says, Shankaracharya tomorrow. So
can you speak? You told me once that when Ma passed away, you tried to get to Kankal and you couldn't get there in time. So can you tell us?
Oh. When Ma left her body, myself and my wife were at Kolhapur. And that very moment we were in Mahalakshmi temple. And while taking darshan of Mahalakshmi, I was very astonished to note that the Mahalakshmi was quite sad. So that type of sad darshan we never had. Think of what is happening. She was decorated very well, all the ornaments, etc. But in spite of that, we are finding that very sad mood was. Then after we came to know Mataji has left. So we from Kolhapur, then Pune, first went to ashram and inquire about procession, etc. So at that time Pune ashram was also unable to tell exact time, etc. what next program is. So in night, Panuda was contacted. He told on 30th August at 5 p.m. the samadhi will be given. So immediately we started from there, came Bombay by flight to Delhi, from Delhi by taxi Haridwar. Unfortunately, taxi was breakdown. We were 2 hours late. So anyhow, at about 2, we reached Kankar and came to know that Mataji was given Samadhi before that. That was only for Indira Gandhiji. She was willing to remain present at that time. She was only that time available. So all the program was changed. All the Mahatmas also were upset. Purnananda, Haridwar. Purnananda ji's ashram. So Damodarji didn't spoke anything about this. Silent. Nirmalananda, what do you talking about time? Purnananda Maharaj, actually scolded him, Nirmalananda. Ki, why you are announced then? We would have come earlier. So, Nirmalananda was saying, ki, what you are talking about time? Can there be any time for Samadhi? So anyhow, we are very much disappointed. We cannot have a last darshan of Mataji. So then after, we were staying in Bhakta Nivas in room number 29 upstairs. Mataji was given Samadhi and then a Chautara was erected. We were very sad. I rushed in room and sat there. After a few minutes, my wife hurriedly came. She said, come. What happened? Without saying anything, he took me near the Chautara. There was a small hole. And from that, we were able to see a white cloth. So delighted, both of us. At least, we have seen the Vastra. But when we inquired, there was no chance of seeing Vastra. Samadhi was given like this mass body, then after some material, then after the namak, salt, or then after pura mitti, mud, earth. So there was no chance of seeing Vastra, but we were seeing, looking. So then Purana Archana was started. After a whole day, 24 hours, one by one, Ganesh Purana, Shiva Purana, etc., etc., all the 18 Purans. I was participating in, or those who were staying in the ashram, they were given the samay, the time in night. Outsider to night mein to nahi ho sakega. So my turn was in the night 11 to 1. So when my I came downwards, asked my missus to bolt the door and came downwards. She was very much afraid, and in that afraid state, she came near door to bolt it. And suddenly she saw Mataji on the next bed. This is one bed, this is another. That was my wife. She rose and was bolting the tower, and suddenly see Mataji there in Mahasamadhi. She was so delighted and shocked. Okay, how this is possible? Suddenly forgotten everything. She was simply looking at Mataji. After 2 hours, I came out and knocked the door. But it was open, not bolted. Suddenly I came inside. She looked at me. And meanwhile Mataji was disappeared. When I entered, she looked at me, Mataji disappeared.
So for 2 hours she'd been looking
for 2 hours. And my wife didn't fail 2 hours. Just few moments she was feeling it. 2 hours passed. Mataji was very much loving my missus.
वृंदावन में आपने जो माँ का स्वरूप देखा था दैट स्वरूप इन वृंदावन आई थिंक दैट
त्रिविद्या त्रिविद्या इट इज अ वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग इंसिडेंट्स व्हाइल मे बी 1978 maybe, or 76. माँ खैतान के यहाँ रही थी तो कौन सा समय 76 78 maybe. तो माँ's health was not so good at the time, and for rest only she was kept in खैतान's house nearby किशनपुर आश्रम. So only in the evening 5:30 to 6, people were allowed to take darshan of Mataji. And we were in Kishanpur ashram. Ma has allowed us to stay with her. That way we are very fortunate, lucky. Whenever Ma was living in Adhyatvas, she was allowing us to stay with her. So at about 5:30, both of us went there. Swami Bhaskaranji also was there present. Swami Virajanandji also present. Virajanandji was delivering lecture in satsang. Ma was sitting. For half an hour, people were having darshan of my living place. Suddenly, on that day, I felt that we should have some private with Mataji. That way it was not necessary at all. And I have never asked for any permission or any private. But that day I felt I should ask. So when I asked Swamiji, can you arrange few minutes for us privately with Ma? I was very angry with me. What is the matter? What is your problem? You are not seeing Ma's health? So I replied, I am very much sorry. I do not know how I uttered these words. I am quite happy with Ma here. he told, if any of you ask, I have to ask Ma, as a rule. I can't say you that you will not be allowed. So he went inside, came outside and told, Ma has granted you permission. Tomorrow, after satsang, you sit here only, Ma will call you. Then my missus was very much angry with me. What you have done this? Why you are troubling Ma? What is a question for which you are so much eager in this moment? I told her that I have not such important questions to discuss, but somehow I have uttered. Then Udas ji came. Ma has called you. So you must be knowing Khaitan's house. So there is a patio behind. There एक चौकी वॉज केप्ट माता जी इस प्रकार वेटिंग वॉज लेट डाउन लाइक दिस वो था फर्स गेम बोर्ड हर एंड देर वॉज नो क्वेश्चन इन माइंड टू आस वॉट इज टू डिस्कस So I bowed to her and started backward. Suddenly she said, Baitho. So we sat there. Then she began to talk. Some simple things. What is your name? So ye to ma. Why am I asking? She knows everything. Itne so many times we have told our names. What is your name? From where you have came? How many members are in your family? Where is your house? It is rented or you own? That type of. And then she began to. One thing. That we, how. The roof of the your house, how it is? Yeah. It is of tins or kaul. Kaul ko kya kehenge? Tiles. There is all over tin. All over? All over. Three times she asked. All over tin. All over. Suddenly, I remember, there is a very small portion of our house. Here there is tiles. Nearly 4 feet by dead feet. That this portion only. When I told Mataji, no, very small portion is covered with tiles. That's right. I was so astonished. Why she is asking this type of questions? Then she began to tell some stories. Continuously, one after another. And one story has no relation with other. Totally irrelevant speech. So we began to look at each other. What is going? After nearly 1 hour, Udas ji came. She was seeing from there. Mataji didn't saw her. She was laid down like this. Udas ji came there. By hand was saying, Jao. अभी तक पूरा नहीं हुआ है बात. इन बिटवीन दासुदा ऑल्सो केम एंड ही वॉज I was very angry with her. Miss Prakash. Tum chale jao. You should go. Mataji told him, no. Baat khatam nahi hua abhi tak. So then after half an hour she was feeling like this feeling. We knew its meaning very late, after the death of my missus. In our life, so many incidences, though everybody experiences in his life. But the same sequence, all the things happened in our life. When a particular incident was happening, then we realized, Ma has told this. Ma has told this. The meaning of that story was totally indicating the incidents. Till this time, this moment, every important incident in my life was indicated by Ma. That why we were seeing this irrelevant speech. Then suddenly she told, ye sharir tumko kuch dena chahta hai. Kuch samay nikal sakoge, means this body wants to give you something. Can you have some time? So I was just weeping here and there. Okay, why are you seeing? Aap order karo, aap agya karo. Order us. No. Sharir kisi ko agya nahi deta. His body never orders anybody. Why? Told, if this body orders anybody, and in future somehow he will be unable to obey that order, he will be punished by God. That's why this body never orders anybody. I told nature, why sometime? It may require hours. I will give. No. For the time being, short period. Yes. Bas. Ho gaya. So then after that matter remained there only. What she wanted to give what was never indicated at that time. Then after we came in Haridwar with Mataji. After two, three days, at that time Kedar Babaji. So Kedar Baba came. The satsang time was 5:30 to 6:30. After 6:30, Ma was in old ashram. At that time, and myself was there as a volunteer. So after satsang, I was chatay utha rahe the, aise hi kuch kar. Suddenly, Baba came up. So I began to go from there. Maybe some private, he may have private. Some asked me, Ma, you know, come here. Kedar Baba, Ma asked Kedar Baba, have you brought? Yes. He showed. So she showed his Shri Yantra. Ma told me, look at here. Take darshan. Pranam kiya. I would. And then she told me, just look, just have a look only. Everything will be arranged later. So I was not knowing what she is going to do. Particularly about this incident, I have asked Kedar Babaji. Why you brought that at that time? Long before Ma had asked her, for a particular day, you should bring your Shri Yantra here. So it was pre-arranged, everything. So that matter closed there. After 1 year, we were in Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, after satsang, everybody bowed Ma and went. We also, myself and my missus, safai kiya wahan ka. Ma Choki was there. She was looking at myself and my missus. And suddenly asked me, what is tithi today? Date, I can tell. I am not knowing about tithi. But how can we say, Ma? She asked you, what is tithi? Jante nahi hai. Kaise kahenge? How can you say, I don't know? So I told Ma, I will ask Swamiji and come. So I went to Swami Satchidanandaji. I went to Swami Satchidanandaji. Asked him, what is tithi? For what you want? Ma has asked for that. So he took his panchang and told, chalo, mai tumhare saath aata. Let us go together. Because if you tell, today is Trayodashi, maybe Ma ask something for something more. And you will come again for Mandavarasmi. So it's better that I will come with my panchang with you. So they say, we came near Ma, told Ma, Swamiji is telling that today is Trayodashi. Ma was just reeling. Suddenly she stood like this. And jor se taali bajayi, Trayodashi Sarva Siddhi. Aur aise samne dekh rahi thi main. She was looking straight. And she was totally changed. Became red from toe to hair. Hairs also red. Vastra, sari, also red, complete red. Just like jasmine. And some mantras began to flow from her mouth. Just listening. And we are quite happy that about this state we have read in books but never seen. So we are looking this nearly 20 minutes continuously flow of mantras was emerging from mouth. After 20 minutes, within moment, she became quite normal.
So even her clothes had become red?
Even clothes, totally red. So after 20 minutes she became normal. Asked Swamiji, which is Muhurt or Puja? She gave Muhurt of Shashti. This was Trayodashi, just after 7 days. Ma told him, you teach Puja to both of them. I nothing utter any word. After that, on Shashti Tithi, as he directed us, we went in the Pancha Shiva Mandir of our ashram, Vrindavan ashram. And there I told him, I am a Brahmin, so from my childhood I know how to do puja, etc., etc., puja mantra, even Vedic puja mantra. In front of Ma, I have not told anything. How can I speak it? I know everything. But I am telling you, I know. Suddenly he became silent. After some moments, he asked, I think that Ma has asked for different type of puja. I also, under impression that Ma must have told everything. Except puja, must have told you everything about what happened, etc. We are not knowing anything. He asked both of us, do you know what was coming out of Ma's mouth? No. Just our impression is that some mantra are flowing from her mouth. He said, they were not simple mantras. Totally Shri Vidya mantra. Ashesha. His word is Ashesha. Shri Vidya. In Shri Vidya, there are so many vidhi. But all the mantras came from Ma's mouth. So, do you remember anything from that mantra? It is very necessary for me to know that mantra from you. And accordingly, I will teach you puja. So how can we remember after 7 days? Or that was also not known before us. Otherwise, would have catch any mantra, or that would have very possible for us to repeat that. So I saw towards my missus whether she is recalling anything. At the same time, she saw towards me. And as our vision met, suddenly both of us started chanting mantras. Same sequence as if Ma's came from Ma's mouth. Same mantras, both of us chanting for 20 minutes.
All the mantras that Ma has spoken, those came from Ma's mouth,
in the same sequence we are repeating. And how that was possible, we do not know. So then Sachidananda said, that's like, Maya has asked you for total puja. So he started teaching, etc. For so many days he was teaching. So it is the incidence of Vrindavan.
So do you still do the Sri Yantra Puja? That became part of your sadhana?
Yes, yes. From that day onwards, she taught us. But for half an hour, I was practicing. I was not knowing the meaning what Ma had told at that time. She told, no, for some time. I can give as much as time that will be looked afterwards. So after my missus' death, I have left all the business, etc. And then after I was finding the whole times even I can give for this reality.
Do you get Sri Yantra at that time?
No. The Sri Yantra, after 1 year, here in the Bhimpura Ashram, Ma gave us Sri Yantra. In Pausha Chaturdashi, Vadya Chaturdashi. January Mahina Kaye. So with this also one incidence is related. When we took Diksha from Mataji, in 1974, so I was initiated first, then after my missus. I was just sitting outside. She came out. When she came out, I looked at her. She was very much annoyed. I asked her, what had happened? The thing she told me, I was also astonished that I can't tell you because Ma had prohibited. She told me to tell anybody. Just Bhaskaranandaji. So told first Bhaskaranandaji. So he was also confused. Okay, what is this? And something I was previously knowing about Diksha and etc. So I was thinking that a very great mistake is done by now. How it can happen? Bhaskaranandaji told that you should better ask Ma. I can't tell you anything about this. So ask Bhaskaranandaji. You should please ask Ma. Then we can contact her. Immediately, Ma called. I told everything. This type of mistake is how it was happened, I do not know. Mataji kept silent. And suddenly she told, Tumhari sadhana se iska sambandh rakhna tha. I have to keep relation between your sadhana and your missus sadhana. I can't got any meaning of it. What happened? And the explanation, there was no relation in the between. But I left that point there only, because there is a tremendous respect about Mataji in mind. But then after few days, when I was recalling this incident, suddenly I was striking, what is this? But when Mataji gave me Shri Yantra, and my missus Dono, we both of us stood before Ma. Our Ma took Shri Yantra in hand, is prakar, Matri ko laga, and then kept it in my hands. While giving, she suddenly looked at me. And suddenly, at that moment, I immediately realized what she has done at that time. What was the meaning of relation between sadhana of both of us? Immediately I realized at that moment what Ma had done. Ordinarily, I was thinking that it was a mistake, but it was not a mistake. It was a very subtle prana prakriya, which is totally related sadhana on both of us. And why it was necessary, that also I realized at that moment. Suddenly Ma told, "Acha, apne paas." So what is that? I can't explain. The incidents that I can tell. Then in Naimisharanya, some 3 or 4 years later, Ma was in Agyatvasi in Naimisharanya. We were present there. Immediately, one day, Ma asked me, "Sphatika Shri Yantra Mila? Have you got Shri Yantra, Sphatika Shri Yantra?" So I told him, "No. You have given us silver Shri Yantra. So why you are asking about this?" She uttered no word, kept silent. I have also not asked her then after. If there was any other person, I could have thought that by mistake, she must have forgotten long before, 4 years back. So must have forgotten it was a silver. Yeah, whether I have received or not. But the, about Ma, I can't think like this. She is not remembering. But there was no answer for this question. Okay, why she asked me this question? Then after so many years passed, Ma has left body. My missus also expired. And nearly after, before 4 or 5 years, when Bhagavat was arranged here, that year, no, 1 year previous that. So, every year, the same day, Paush Chaturdashi, we were doing Vishesh Puja of Shri Yantra, because we received from Mataji Shri Yantra on that day. So, on that year, few days before, when I was doing Panchan, I was astonished. The year in which Ma gave us Shri Yantra, so day, tithi of Chaturdashi, all the other nakshatras or yoga were the same exactly. I was very full. I was delighted. So, kuch vishesh puja karenge, some special puja in mind. On that year, from Kurukshetra we come with Ma in Vaisharanya.
And this happened 5 years back, so maybe 2000.
Okay. Yeah, we're fine.
So please continue.
We're okay, we're running again. Thank you.
So when this thought arose in my mind, we shall do some special puja on this day because all the nakshatras, etc., is the same yoga. Just after a few seconds, I got a telephone from Swami Vatkaranandaji. Can you come Bhimpura? When? In the month of January. I was very much delighted. At that time, I am also going to Bhimpura. Sthan. Space bhi wahi. Swami ji, kabhi bhi aap bolay, main aa jaunga. See, called for the sayam. So few days before we came, in the evening, I was accompanying Swamiji while he was walking around the ashram. After he sat in Shiva Mandir, I was also just gone there. There were so many people. Suddenly he asked, have you got Spatik Sri Yantra? In the same voice that was uttered by Mataji. Suddenly surprised. Ask why you are asking this question? I remember just now one thing. So I was asking you, have you got Spatik Sri Yantra? What do you remember? Ma had asked me to prepare a Spatik Sri Yantra for you. Long before. But from the person from which I was preparing this, expires. And it was not possible for me to prepare at that time. Then after, I have prepared a Spatik Sri Yantra, but forgotten to give you. And now I am not remembering where it is. Whether you have given to you or not, so I asked you whether you have got. Not got, so I have to look where I have kept. So ask him, wherever you find, immediately ask me. I will come there and I will take. Next day told, I have got here only. Not like that. I have to see Muhurta. All right. Next day told me the Muhurta, same. The time and day on which Maya has given me Sri Yantra. Same day, same moment. And he gave me the Spatik Yantra. So I was so delighted. Maha has asked, have you got Spatik Yantra? Meaning was this. But suddenly, a sad thought arose in my mind. If I would have received this from Ma's hand, Swamiji told me that according to Ma's order he has prepared. But there is no, it is not, it was not possible to have it, have her touch to this Sri Yantra. So anyhow, ये छोड़ देंगे ये बात, अभी तो मिल ही गया है. So immediately I took this and decided to go to Narmada, have Rudrabhishek. जैसे मैं बाहर निकल रहा था यहाँ से गुफा से बाहर आया, वही तो उन्होंने दे दिया श्रीयंत्र. स्वामी जी आस्क मी, हैव यू फिनिश्ड योर साधना? ओके, आई हैव फिनिश्ड. इफ यू हैव फिनिश्ड, डू वन थिंग, एटलीस्ट पंचोपचार पूजा ऑफ दिस पर्टिक श्रीयंत्र यू शुड डू. Why panchopchar? I will make a shodashopchar pujan or Rudra Abhishek, Shri Supta Abhishek, Purusha Supta Abhishek on Kumbh Mela, Alavat Kumbh Mela, and there my enter in the Sangam and there he took Charan Pujan. That is with me. I will give you that to you. And you should few drops in your water, Radhishek. So those sadness in my mind, it is not touching. That was also removed by maskers. That I made puja, etc. So ye Shri Yantra Shri Vidya Maase jo prapta bhi in that way.
I have a question. Ma only began giving diksha herself after 1970 when Didi Ma left her body. She had an unusual way of doing it. Do you know anything about the history of how this happened, how this evolved, Ma's way of giving diksha? Which also, you know, included the Sri Lanka.
In Sri Yantra, she is not knowing the history as such, but there is a particular incidence of 1974 when we get Diksha. From the very moment I saw Mataji in 1960, I have totally surrendered myself to Mataji. And I was told that Mataji has not given diksha to anybody. Swayam herself also was saying, Ye sharir kisi ka guru nahi hai. I had a talk with Guru Priya Didi regarding this and asked her, I have a deep faith that Ma is our Guru. So how can it be possible that you can get Diksha from her? She told it, regarding Diksha, I can't tell him anything. But if you have got deep faith, should ask Ma only. What is necessity any person like me? So in Pune Ashram, Guru Priya Didi was also and I asked Mataji, we have a faith that you are my Guru. But I am told that you are not giving Diksha to anybody. Theek hai. We were, as a Brahmin, I am authorized to repeat Gayatri Mantra. So that is my Guru Mantra. You are my Guru. Ma said, Bhagavan tumhara guru. God is your guru. So I came out and told Guru Priyadidi, Ma has said like that. She laughed and said, Ma hi tumhara guru hai. So then after, in 1974, Ma was in Pune ashram, and in the night at about 10:30, we were returning to our home, boat to Mataji. Mataji suddenly asked, Diksha hua hai? So I was shocked.
Which means?
Huh? Diksha come? Diksha. Have you got Diksha? So I was shocked. I told her, you know everything. I have told you everything. So why you are asking this? So at that time, this subject was left there only. I went home. There was discussion in between me and myself and my wife. Nearly whole night we were discussing, why Ma has asked this question, but was never getting any answer. In the morning, I told my missus, I am going to ashram and ask Mataji, why she asked this question? I told her, what is necessity? I told her, if you are not coming, do work as you want here. I will go to ashram. So I went to ashram and asked Ma. And very much confused. Why you are asked this question? I have a deep faith that you are my guru. You have also accepted Bhagavan tumhara guru. Maybe. But this question indicates that there is no diksha, there is no guru. After 3-4 times when I repeated this question, Ma not uttered a single word. You are just looking at me. Then immediately, I do not know why I asked this question to Ma. I asked her, if you want to take Diksha or Samskar, I am ready. To Ma ne taali vegi. Tumhare muh se ye baat nikalne ke liye hi prashn kiya tha.
Which means, what
does that mean? I was expecting that you should ask this question to me. That's why I have asked that question. So ask, naturally ask. Oh, if it is necessary, I am ready. The Ma called Bhaskarananda. Which date? Murta. But at that time, I was under some another type of impression. If she asked to take Diksha from anybody else, I was knowing the way in which Diksha was given. Because I was always helping in Diksha. So I was knowing the way. So if in that type Diksha, so I asked Ma, Ma, I am ready to take Diksha. If and only if the my feeling towards you as a guru should not be hurt. Ma kept silent. I was repeating this sentence 4 or 5 times. Then Bhaskara Munje laughed. He told, the thing will be happen as you like. In front of Maharaj. And then after, I found that Diksha was given by Ma. Our Ma means Ma. At that time Ma told, बुला बुला के दीक्षा देना अपराध है. मीन्स टू आस्क पीपल टू कम और गिव देम दीक्षा के आई एम गिविंग दीक्षा टू यू, ये अपराध है. दिस इज ए क्राइम. जो चाहता है उसे नहीं देना भी अपराध है. माज बर्ड्स दोज हु want Diksha from her. It is a crime not to give Diksha to them. In front of Swamiji, I have told this thing. बुला बुला के दीक्षा देना अपराध है. चाहते हैं उन्हें नहीं देना भी अपराध है. So what is history behind, from where it was started? It is impossible to...
See, I asked because at my Diksha, which is in 1973, Swamiji very briefly told the history of how it happened. But I didn't understand him at the time. Then Maas afterwards said, don't talk about it. So I never got the full explanation of what the history was. And I wasn't allowed to speak to Swamiji about it afterwards. So I wondered if you knew. It is a very interesting way she had of doing it.
But it is prohibited by Ma. That's why he is not telling.
Yes,
I know it.
So there's still no answer.
Why a special type of yantra is formed? Why this type of arrangement is made? I know it. All these directions was given in front of me. I was present there doing some work.
Gotcha. See, I had so little background at the time, I didn't understand what he was exactly saying. Now I would understand, but now at the time I didn't. Gotcha. You mentioned Dasuda earlier.
Dasuda.
Yeah, he was very funny, you know, a very humorous person. One time, you know the story of how Ma gave the fly to Bhaiji and Bhaiji ate the fly in bhakti, you know?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. One time I was traveling with Ma somewhere in the middle of the night. We were going from Namishranya to Haridwar. And I was sitting in a waiting room with Ma. It was just Ma and Udas and Dasu and me. And we were sitting for a long time. And at one point, a fly came and it landed on Ma. And it died, right there in Ma, it died. And Ma very carefully picked it up and looked at it very closely for a long time. It just came and died, a lot of Ma. So Ma looked at it for a long time, at this thing. She gave it to Dasu. And Dasu immediately ate it. He turned to me and he said, ah, oh, bhakti. One wonders who is that fly. Maybe it was a great saint. Or it's a demon. No.
Definitely.
You mentioned that Myers about the roof in your home. It's all thin, but small part is from the
roof. Yeah, was that ever resolved?
What happened with that? You said later on, Holman's question, but.
It is very difficult to. The meaning afterwards we found. After this meaning, up to this date, I have not found.
Maybe still in the
future. But in my life, somewhere there will be point. When I will realize, yeah, or this year, after this.
It's an entry point for a thief.
Are you still in that house?
but that house is also owned by us.
Still there? You still have it? Okay.
It is not rented.
Maybe you should check it. Check the roof.
I was living there.
Yeah.
That's why I was knowing.
Yeah.
That portion is of tiles.
So then you knew Didima also then?
Yes. We are very... There was a lady, Shobha Didi. She was Bengali, but was knowing Marathi very well. So, we were very familiar with Shobha Didi and always asking some questions about Ma. And she told us that all these things are very well known to Didima. So we have asked so many questions to Didima through her. We are asking in Marathi and she was translating in Bengali to Didima. In Bengali she was answering Didima. She was translating for us in Marathi.
What questions did you ask Didima? Do you remember?
Oh.
About Ma's music?
About that I have told in my lectures also here. 3 years before. First we asked the vision Didima was having when Ma ka pradurbhav hua, mother came in her garbh womb. It is in books that she was having darshan of all the deities. Deities were coming and she was worshipping them, honoring them. Asked her whether you were seeing this as a vision, as a dream, or was there any other way? The answer was, Jaise tum aaye ho, as you are coming to this body, like that these deities also are coming.
With her open eyes, she was seeing.
With open eyes. Just a man comes, like that a deity was also coming.
But Didima didn't know what it meant at that time.
Anyone has a question?
Do you know anything about Ma meeting Yasodama and Sri Krishna playing near Almora?
Yasodama and Sri Krishna.
Krishna Prem.
He was the English one. Yes, it was mentioned in some Anandavarta that she passed there and visited them.
He was, you know, the English sadhu.
Sadhu Krishna Prem.
Worshipper of Krishna.
Sadhu Krishna Prem. No, I'm not.
Your memory is so precise after so many years. Your memory.
Yes.
It's like fresh.
Room 29 in Kankal.
Room 29.
Since Ma left her body, have you seen Ma?
So many times. The Bhagavat, I am explaining. Everything is taught by Ma. It's a exceptional exposition of Bhagavad. It is not in any book. There are so many great commentaries of Bhagavat. And at least 18 are very important. There is book in which all these 18 are collected. It is published by Ahmedabad University, Bhagavat University. I have studied them, but in my mind, it was I was not satisfied with all these commentaries, because if we make a specific meaning of a particular word at a particular space, some other incidents in Bhagavat, in other skanda, refuses this meaning, totally contradictory. So how this contradiction should be removed, it was a greatest problem before me. I asked so many learned people in Bhandarka Institute. They were also not able to explain this. One greatest scholar, Krishna Shankar Shastriji, was Ahmedabad. I think he was the Kulapati of this university, Bhagavat University.
He established a big university.
Yes. And once his Bhagavat Katha was in Bhimpura.
Here.
So I asked him about these contradictions. And he explained in somewhat this manner. Upalabdha Bhagavat jo hai, uske jo 12 skand hai, to har ek kalpa mein bhinna bhinna hota hai. Kalpa means a particular time period. Jaise Kali Yuga hai, Satya Yuga hai, aise Yuga ek particular period hai. That like, of so many yugas, a kalpa is there. So it is a measure of time. So in different kalpas, different Puranas are on. And present Bhagavat is first skand from some kalpa Puran, second from another kalpa Puran. So we are getting this type of contradiction. So I was not satisfied with this answer. It is just a belief only. But we can't establish this truth. So I was thinking that there must be some another meaning. And secondly, it was in my mind that all these stories must have some relation with our life. Otherwise it is just a novel, nothing else. So its meaning of katha somewhat by some other scholars it is given. But being a student of mathematics, just the inference I can't accept. It should be proved. This inference is derived because of this. So after my missus' death, one day, some day before she left her body, she asked me, what is your age? You are not knowing my age. I know, but I want to hear from your mouth. So my age is 50. At that time I was 50 years. She asked, 50? Yes, 50. Again asked, definitely 50? Definitely 50. Why you are 50 means I have completed your grihastha ashram. Now enter in vanaprastha ashram. So I told her, Yes. Then you will be pure. I will leave all the jobs. And you are simply doing such some will more roundabout. She told, yes, but if even though I will not cure, remember you have to do vanaprastha. No money earning, nothing. Within few days she left her body, and I took it as Ma's order. I left all the jobs, business humne wind up kar diya, chhod diya, and then started Bhagwat. Why Bhagwat? Long before, in 72, myself and my missus were with Ma in Vrindavan, and there was a Bhagwat. So we were decorating and other some purchases, etc. When I was working with his CD in the Chaliya Bhagwan hall and decorating with pataka, etc., Swami Paramananda ji came. I thought that just he must have come for have a look. But as he came towards me, I got down. He asked me, you see, from tomorrow there is Bhagavad Katha and you have to do धारक क्या कहेंगे
क्या
धारक पाठक जो दिस द मैन हु रीड्स दिस संहिता इस पाठक एंड ए मैन विथ ए बुक टेल इज व्हाट ही इज सीइंग इज करेक्ट और नॉट ही इज कॉल्ड ए धारक जो हाथ में किताब लेके जो पाठ कर रहा है वो ठीक कर रहा है या नहीं उसका आई हैव नॉट रेड संहिता फॉर वन टाइम ऑल्सो हाउ इट इज पॉसिबल फॉर मी टू बिकम ए धारक ही विल बी चैंटिंग इन ग्रेट स्पीड आई कैन इवन रीड ओनली आई डोंट नो एनीथिंग यू हैव टू डू दिस I thought, what is to be done? I went to Ma and decided that I should tell Ma. Swamiji had asked me, but I am not able to do this. There will be a great mistake from me if I accept this. So I made pranam to Ma. Would be him sat before Ma after doing pranam. Immediately a shawl Ma took a shawl and it was kept around my shoulders saying dharak ye le lo
She called you.
What does it mean?
Take this, Dharak. Dharak. Dress them, all right? Take this.
So I thought in my mind, when she is calling me Dharak, now responsibility is her. It is not my responsibility now. Maitri Devi was present at that time. She knows this incident. Then she asked Maitri Devi to bring a book of Bhagavat. So that book she gave to me. Abo, आवाज करेगा भी नहीं ना इट विल नॉट मेक एनी वॉइस नॉइस
नाउ नो दिस थिंग वी हैव दिस स्टिल द भगवत व्हिच मार्क
तो आफ्टर दैट टू माय सरप्राइज आई वाज रीडिंग विद द रीडर with his speed with his speed for and Sanhita reading period was nearly 12 hours पूर्ण स्पष्ट उच्चार करके वो पढ़ते थे अपने आश्रम की ये स्वरूप ब्रह्मचारी वो पाठ थे उसे सो फॉर 7 डेज आई वॉज reading with along with them. It was a greatest chamatkar in my life. The person, greatest miracle. The greatest miracle. The person who has never seen or once was chanting just like a master.
Did you find any mistake in that? Any mistake?
तो वहाँ मिस्टेक फ्यू मिस्टेक ऑफ श्लोक संख्या यानी आफ्टर रीडिंग वन श्लोक वॉज मिसिंग एंड ही वॉज चैंटिंग अनदर सो दैट वॉज ड्यू टू ही वॉज उनको कंठस्थ थी संहितापुरी और वो ऐसे बिना देखे ही पढ़ते थे इसलिए एक हद मिस हो जाता था
It was my heart, my heart, but he would miss out one shloka, that's how he would find out.
I was able to point out that also, this shloka is remaining. So, this way, I think that Ma has bored a seed of Bhagavat in my With her grace, I couldn't find time for study. After 89, my Mrs. death, I can find some time going to Bandarki Institute, reading that. And then after this type of difficulties arose in my mind, one day, In my mind, I was so much troubled. What is this? I am not getting any answer. I am not getting consistency in between these shlokas. So after my daily puja, I heard Ma's voice explaining that particular incidents. I was totally astonished. How this meaning came? She explained everything without using any parivasha.
What does that mean?
What was the explanation?
Parivasha
is a commentary.
Commentary. Russian
interpretation.
Some technical words, samjho. A paribhasha. For every science, there is particular technical words.
Some
technical words are there. Just like in economics.
Okay.
So, there are particular land. Economics land means anything.
Yes.
From which can take production. Water भी land हो सकता है, कपास है, raw material जो है, the raw material is also a land. So that is a particular परिभाषा of economics, technical word. So Ma was not using any technical words, but she was explaining, and it is a greatest thing I have saw in Mataji only. When she speaks anything to you, its meaning was automatically arises. So in that manner, I was getting instructions from Ma. Sometime I was seeing Ma sitting before me and giving explanations. All these Bhagavad stories, meanings of words, its vitpatti, kis prakare divide, how these words are divided. Just like sarovar. So, sarovar, ma ka shabd hai, Bhagavan ki ichha. So immediately meaning arrangement, saha paramatma, Bhagavan, raha, uski ichha, raha ichha. तो सस्य रहा सरहा, ये जो उत्पत्ति है इसके लिए मां के शब्द इतने हैं कि भगवान का प्रेम, सर भगवान का प्रेम.
And so she resolved the
we did not get anything.
All these utpattis I tell in my Bhagavad Katha, I have got from Ma.
So it wasn't the division
and
of
after,
you
and that is after 91. From 89 to 91 I was studying everything in Bandar Institute. I was getting confused. From 91, nearly for four and a half months, she was regularly, every day, after puja. She was explaining everything. There, I know so many persons who have seen Mataji after she has this left her body. So many persons. One incident is like this. Not only that man, 5-6 persons have seen Mataji.
Simultaneously.
On the spot.
Swami Bhaskaranji once told me that in Omkareshwar, and that when he was hit on the head with a hammer by that madman, they had that very fine operation on his brain. There were pieces of his skull in his brain. And he said he suddenly was under anesthesia. He suddenly became fully conscious, and he was above his body, looking down at his body, and all the doctors were gathered around. And he said he saw Ma was standing next to the main doctor, and she had put her hand, you know, in a subtle body, and she had put her hand inside the doctor's hand, and she was doing the operation. Oh, so she said, he said, I knew Ma was doing the operation, I'd be okay.
I was present at that time, when he was hammered. And then after he was taken from Haridwar to Delhi, he was in the Mahantuji's ashram, in front of our ashram.
Which year was
it? Rajat Bhai also was there. Okay.
Which year was that? What year was that? I don't remember what year that was. Kisalne.
90-something,
I think?
90. Durga Puja of Almora.
93 is, I remember.
Yes. Durga, the same year, Durga Puja in Almora, then after we came in Haridwar. Swamiji also. That year, this incident happened.
He said he knew that the man wanted to do something to him, and in the end, the man pursued him to several places. In the end, he thought, let him have his way. He said, if I'm correct, he sent people out of the room so the man could actually do that. Is that what you've heard?
No. Not her like that.
Right. that he knew it, that the man was to do it, and he sent people away so that they, so he could do it. Yeah, and then he said the police wanted.
उसके बाद ये घटना है और उसके चार दिन या पांच दिन पहले महाराज ने हमको कहा कि इस बार संयम में रक्तपात होगा तो मैंने उसका अर्थ लगाया कि अंत में दो मीटिंग होती है ना उसमें ये लोग आपस में कुछ
झगड़ा
पर ये घटना घटी चार या पांच दिन पहले अच्छा और भी महाराज ने कहा बाद में ये घटना होने के बाद यह चीज़ किसी दूसरे के साथ घटने वाली थी हमने सोचा हमारे ही पड़ गए और वह व्यक्ति शायद मैं था क्योंकि वह तो पागल था ना वह आश्रम में आकर के लड़कियों को बहुत कुछ कहता था तो हमने एक बार उसको धमकाया कि हम और भी एक व्यक्ति थे तो हमने मुख्य रूप से उसको धमकाया कि तुमने ऐसा किया तो हम लोग तुमको बुरी तरह मारेंगे तुमको लगता है उसका गुस्सा मेरे ऊपर था और महाराज ने उसको अपने ऊपर लिया ये आप अंग्रेजी में उनको बताया
Which interpreted in English?
I know why.
he knew that this was going to happen.
Yeah, he forced them to go out of room.
That's when
they were not willing to go actually.
In fact,
but he had forced them to go.
In fact, he knew about it 4 days before Swamiji knew, and actually, it is going to happen to somebody else.
On him?
On you?
He scolded the person.
Yes.
He was disturbing to some women.
If you do these things in ashram,
yeah.
then I think that he is angry on me.
Yeah.
But Swamiji told that I think that he did not tell that it is coming on you.
Yeah.
But he told that it is coming
on someone else.
But he thinks that on this body it comes. So
And they knew who the man was and he refused to give...
The man wasn't mentally right.
Yeah.
And he was disturbing the women and the sapta. And Narendra went and said, do not disturb them and so he said, I'll beat you. So Swamiji somehow took that onto himself. And the day it was a few days before, Swamiji knew about what's happening. And on the day he told them all to go to the sapta so that he could be alone with this man so he could do it for him.
And after that, before this, 4 or 5 days before, he told me that in this same sapta there is some rakta-path.
He thought it was because of the meeting. There's a meeting of the Sangha.
This part discussion.
There is some collapse also, but it happened this way. Don't imagine.
And then when they knew who it was, he refused to give any information about it.
He dropped charges.
Yeah.
No one knew who was the person?
They knew who it was.
He wouldn't press any charges.
He refused to give evidence.
What happened to the man?
Yeah, well, if you hit a hammer on somebody's skull, you can imagine. What has happened?
But they never caught him.
No.
Oh.
He disappeared.
He's saying something to Arna Devi, that you put cloth on your head and like this. So I didn't treat him.
sins, many sins from my childhood. But the thing I have seen in Ma, she has never told me. If I even though I ask so many times, Ma, this type of kriya, how it is to be done, how it is to be performed. So many yogic kriyas there are. About them in scriptures, very little is told. And that is also in Sanketik Bhasha, code language. So how to perform this? It's very difficult. So Ma never explained by words. She was just repeating our question. Suppose if I ask, Ma, this X action, how it is to be done? Yes, the X action. Janna chahte ho? Do you want to know? Haan. Then she was just looking. Jaan gaye? Bas itna hai. Immediately, that action was Achana Prana Shakti get started.
Without her demonstration or talking, you no, would feel it.
Even anybody will, if ask me ke how it is to be done, I will not be able to tell in words. But it was her capacity. That capacity was accepted by Yogi Aravind, Pondicherry. In Pune, Dilip Kumar Roy, his greatest disciple of Yogi Aravind, he personally has told this thing. Then Gopinath Kaviraj ji, unka operation, after his operation in Bombay, he was kept for rest, for taking rest. He was in his in front of his ashram. So I was always going to this Gopinath Kaviraj Maharaj from our ashram. Once I found that this Dadaji, Dilip Kumar Roy, was there with Gopinath Kaviraj ji. And he was telling something about Ma. Both of them were discussing. And seeing me, Dadaji told me, he said, no, Mataji. Yes, I am a disciple. So one thing I will tell you. He told that a person had came to him. And he was a yogi. A great yogi. And somehow, he was unable to go behind certain stage. So how to go behind the stage, it was his difficulty. And this Dilip Kumar Roy was a well-known yogi. Thousands of disciples are always benefited by him. So he was telling to this man, I know you are a very great yogi, but it is not possible for me to solve your difficulty. So I will refer to my guru. So he referred Yogi Aravind. At that time, Yogi Haribhajan was in Agyatvas. He was not meeting with anybody. Totally detached from this worldly affairs and was remaining in his room only in Pondicherry. But Dadaji said, I have insisted him, he is so great yogi, he must be guided. So he granted half an hour to him. So this man went to Pondicherry, explained everything to him. Yogi Arvindji said, that the stage you are seeing, I know well. I have crossed that stage. There are so many persons other I know who have crossed this stage. But none of us is able to explain or guide how this stage can be crossed. That capacity is only with Anandamayi Mataji. And he sent this man to Anandamayi Mataji. Dadaji said he was totally satisfied. I asked him, what was told by Mataji?
Yes.
he told me same thing. Mataji not uttered any word. She simply looked at this man. And immediately he crossed that stage. It is only capacity of Ma.
It was when Ma was doing this.
He to Dattabal Jukmara Mitra Kahana. माँ के पास तो वो भी आता था सो पहले पूर्व में लॉन्ग बिफोर फ्रॉम अवर चाइल्डहुड वी हैड ए हैबिट टू परफॉर्म सम योगिक क्रिया एंड इन पर्टिकुलर क्रिया He was stuck. I am also was unable to perform that kriya. But I left that. Apne raste se ja rahe. But he has made this prestige point. Why am I not able to doing this? He went to Pondicherry Mataji. Was his guru. She also was unable to explain anything regarding this. Then after in Bombay, in 1962, just I was there, Dattabhai was also there. We asked Mataji to have some private interview. She personally told nothing, kept silent. After that, when both of us were going back, in the door, Brahmacharini, A Brahmachari came, rushed and asked Mataji, I have called both of you. So he went back. Ma was sitting on a stone. So big stones were lying in the lawn of Bikeshah. Bade-bade patthar. He was sitting on a stone. We are both sitting in front of her. And he asked Ma, how this kriya can be performed? We are trying so many years this. Nobody is guiding me in this direction. मांग करते कोशिश करो ट्राई अगेन सो मेनी इयर्स आई एम ट्राइंग फिर कोशिश करो सो ही वॉज रिपीटिंग आई एम ट्राइंग फॉर इयर्स नाउ ही ऑल्सो रिपीटिंग कोशिश करो सो देन ही वॉज सो मच डिनॉयड ही स्टार्टेड वीपिंग कि मां इफ यू आर सीइंग लाइक दिस एंड इफ यू आर अनेबल टू टेल एनीथिंग देयर विल बी नोबडी इन दिस वर्ल्ड टू गाइड मी इवन माय गुरु हैज ऑल्सो नॉट गिवन एनी एक्सप्लेनेशन रिगार्डिंग दिस व्हेन जस्ट ही वॉज वीपिंग माँ लुकिंग टुवर्ड्स हिम इमीजिएटली आफ्टर फ्यू सेकंड्स शी लुक टुवर्ड्स स्काय और मूव्ड हर हैंड्स लाइक दिस खोल दिया
आई ओपन्ड
दी वे खोल दिया एंड द क्रिया स्टार्टेड इन हिम हाउ It is not possible for him to explain and for me also explain. Ma has uttered no word. What is to be done? How it is staged, overcome? No word. She took her from that stage to onward stage. It was just capacity of Ma only.
My one creator.
Hold it.